regardless of when he was born or died?
No, if somebody passed away in a regular year, that's I have yartzeit gimel other.
Right, if somebody passed away in a regular year, it's the first other?
The first other is primary, but you keep both. Okay, Torah Od, let's go. Torah Od, Megillah Sester, Peish Tzadik. Okay, now the Rebbe is explaining this whole thing with to put in with Matan Torah, the connection with the various different psukim. And then the Rebbe starts explaining that there's a level of Torah is greater or mitzvahs are greater. And he says in this maimer, he's going to explain the advantage of action over learning. So he says, because Gemara says, if you learn with the intent of not keeping, you should have never been born. So he starts explaining the Chochmah is the beginning of Gilui. And that's the level of Avraham Avinu. In that respect, he was Chesed, but it's Eivir Ma, meaning is a Gilui, is a Keli for the level of Chochmah. Meish Rabbeinu is higher than Chochmah because it's a V'nachnu Ma. Okay, so he says like this. Okay, let's start. Is 8 lines in the end of the first column. We learned these few lines already. Meish Rabbeinu Avisham, which is the level of Nachnu Ma, I am Amish. He said, Kvad Peh, Kvad Loshen Anechi. Kvad Peh, compared to Ter Shebal Peh. Kvad Loshen, connected to Ter Shebek Sav. That the level is Medregad Nishmosu, it was higher than the level of Teda. That comes in Chochmah, which is the beginning of Hishtalshalus, which is the level of Mamal Kulam. Shabob chinis mamal kolam kaseder hishtalshelis, because chachma begins the hishtalshelis of the four worlds. What's the first level in the world? In the worlds is the level of chachma. Shemislabish b'chinis almin b'chol elam lefi madrigosa. So the Alter Rebbe says like this: why is mitzvah greater than the level of teira? Teira is the level of chachma. Chachma is the level of the worlds. So it's the level of mamal kolamin. But when there's a revelation of Elokus through doing mitzvahs, like for instance, Truma, Maisis, or all the Yubachinas, Sevu, Kolalmin, that's the like we know. Mitzvahs are called garments. Garments are not Mamala Kolalmin, they're Sevu Kolalmin. They surround the body, they don't permeate, you don't internalize clothing. Shalei Bederach Hadrag, Vejtaushus, El Bederach Gdilug. Like it says, Kol Dei Di Deifik, Medalik Alohanim, he's jumping over the mountains. Why? Lefi Shein Ha'ora, he mislabeshes mamish bedvarim gashmi. Because this revelation of Alokus, that a person brings down by doing mitzvahs, so that level doesn't permeate the person's brain like when they learn Torah. It doesn't permeate the dvarim gashmiim, Shebehem nasa mitzvahs, like chokhmah that comes into midas and midas into machshava where it permeates it. It's only ala b'chinas ha'odah ba'alma. It's only a revelation, a ray. It's not the essence like it is by mamala kolam. For inyan hu, the inyan is as follows. Kim hoi sam shochas earning sab shebtech almin. Rab b'darach his pashtus his slabshus. He says like this: this revelation is greater than world. So if this revelation of mitzvahs would be permeating the level of the spheres, then you couldn't have mamalikol almin in limited levels. Then creation wouldn't have been created yesh me'ayin, rakoyu b'tambim karmer v'sharshim. Then would it be completely bittel. Okay, why is it yesh mi'ayin? Chochma ma'ayin timotzei. Chochma is yesh mi'ayin. Why? Because over there begins the level of not so much bittel. It feels itself to be something. So now, what happens? So, but b'sevev kol almin, because it's above the world and greater than the world, if the world would feel it, then the world would be bittel talukus. Then it's not yesh mi'ayin, so you couldn't have a world of yesh mi'ayin. And he says, "Afilu savis b'chinas chochma ilo, even the level of chochma ilo, liyizchakim v'leib chochma yediya, to have the level of chochma not in chochma yediya, which is, by the way, like we learned in pasuk leo maimer, The level of Chochma of Atzilus is only the source of Chochma, not actual Chochma. Because it's already called Chochma, Habichinus Dvar Ma. It's already something. It's Koyach Ma, but it's still Koyach. It's still something, which is bottle. There's a difference then between something that doesn't exist at all. Higher than world, if that would be felt in the world, it wouldn't be existing. Such a level of being called something couldn't be. What would be if they would feel it? They would be one with the source, like the rays of the sun in the sun. Like Midas, while they're still in the Seichel. Midas come from Seichel, but before they come out of Seichel, they're still in the Seichel. So then they're bottle mamish to the Seichel. It's like the rays of the sun in the sun. All there exists there is the sun. Midas nodov in the Savo mi Seichel amalidim. Because Midas, like we know, based on your brain, that's what type of Midas you have. Immature brain, immature Midas. Mature brain, mature Midas. Ubevadai, ho yuklulim b'seichel t'chilo kedem shenoldu. So you have to say, if Seichel gives birth to Midas, like a mother that gives birth to a baby, so obviously the baby's in the mother before she gives birth to it. So obviously if Seichel gives birth to Midas, there's Midas in the Seichel. Ella, Sheba'edim klulim b'seichel, when they're still in the level of Seichel, ein eiles b'shem Midas klal. They're not at all called the level of Midas, ella acha shenoldu v'nizgalu. When does it become something? When it leaves and it becomes a separate midah. So therefore, when is Chochmah called Chochmah? When it leaves. But if it will be Seviv Kol Almin being felt in the world, then Chochmah wouldn't exist. Therefore, it's not at all called the level of Chochmah. When it leaves from the higher level to the revealed level, that by mitzvahs is not the level of shalshus, which is the heart of Seviv Kol Almin. So Chochmah comes from the level of Ayim, which is Seviv Kol Almin. Because Chochmah is the first permeating level. So it's higher than Chochmah, higher than world. If it's higher than world, then it's not in world. If it's not in world, it can't be Mamala Kol Almin. It's only Seviv Kol Almin.
What's higher than Chochmah?
Seviv.
So Seviv is mitzvah is higher than Chochmah, which is Torah.
That's what he's explaining, in this Maimer at least, right? He said, in this Maimer I'm explaining to the Maile of Mitzvahs. So he says, Torah is the level of Chochmah, which is Reishis L'Shtalshlitz, which is therefore something called Chochmah, and therefore it's Mamala Kol Almin, it's Ishtalshlitz, it's worlds. But mitzvahs are the level of makifim. You don't digest a mitzvah like you digest learning, right? So it's a level of garment. It encompasses you. And therefore, it's a level higher than world. Now, if it's higher than world, it can't permeate world. Because then the world, if its world feels that level of elokus higher than world, all it will be gotel.
We have sovereign mitzvah.
That's what he's saying. But that's why it's higher than world. Torah is mamala, and mitzvahs are seviv.
Yeah, umikoshke
and liyasis avis miyayin liyash gashmi. Shein is avis hagashmis from ruchnius, because when Hashem created gashmis from ruchnius, it can't be ilav olul. You can't have less ruchnius, and all of a sudden it becomes gashmis. It's a different realm. Minoro derechistaus ilav olul. You can't have gashmis coming from ruchnius beit tzadik, from ilav olul. V'shein ein areich bein ruchnius and gashmis klal. There's no connection at all between ruchnius and gashmis. So therefore, gashmis from ruchnius is yeshmiayin. In other words, in ruchnius you have yeshmiayin. Bria from atzilis is called bria because it's yeshmiayin. But even more so, yeshmiayin is gashmis from ruchnius. So therefore, Bereshit Bara Elokim, Esa Shemayim, we said many times, the Ramban writes, that bara means yesh miayin. That's the word bara, create, means yesh miayin. But that's speaking about gashmis coming from ruchnis can be lower, ilava olu, cause and effect, because ruchnis is not a cause for gashmis to happen. There's no connection between the two. Kimashin nefesh abamis. Inemshim b'chinu shor shemerkova. The nefesh of animals. But it doesn't mean here the nefesh abam. Behemis. It comes from the shor. And the eifes come from the neshef, from the eagle. They all come from ruchniyistika sources, right? The nefesh abamis sheba adam comes also from the various different animals. Haino b'chinu san nefesh yiruchniyist v'chayis. That's ruchniyist. The nefesh of animals come from the shor. The nefesh of birds come from the nesher, the eagle on the throne of Hashem. That's all ruchnius. Avol guf gashmi shel adam behema chayis vaifis lo nesavim ruchnius klal is not created in a way yeshmi. I mean ilova olu from ruchnius el nesavis hagashmi hu meores b'chinas ain tzav mamish sevu kol almin, which is higher than world, which is kol yochel v'kamei. And at that level of Sevu Kol Almin, everything is Yichuk, Kachashecha, Kede, light and dark are the same. Ruchnis, Vigashmis, Shavim Lefonav. And Ruchnis and Gashmis are existent. Meaning like this. Gashmis cannot be created from Ruchnis. Because Ruchnis and Gashmis are opposites. So where does it come from? It comes from a level of Elokus, which is higher than Gashmis and Ruchnis. Therefore, by Hashem, that level of Elokus, Gashmis and Ruchnis are both equal, so therefore Gashmis could become Ruchnis, Ruchnis could become Gashmis, and there's no problem with it. But in the level of Mamalukolami, which is the level of world, that you can't do. In fact, that's where, like we learned many times, no matter what science does with cloning and stem cells and all that, they will never be able to create life. They can extend life. They could take one candle and light a billion candles. They could take a living cell, or cloning, whatever it is, yeah? They could take a living cell and extend it and make it bigger. But they can't create life. Why can't you create life? Because the definition of life is the direct connection between Ruchnius and Gashmius. Life is Ruchnius. In a Gashmiistika thing, is Ruchnius connected, making from Ruchnius Gashmius. Yeah? The only one that could do that is Hashem. Because you have to be above both to do it. Now, what he's saying here, by mitzvahs, we do it. We take a Gashmius Dika object, and we make it holy, which is Ruchnius, by doing a mitzvah with it. This physical paper became holy because Torah was printed on it. Where do we get that koyach from? So the koyach is from Matan Torah. Before Matan Torah, there was the gzeira, like we learned, ruchnius, gashmius, you can't mix them. Because that was the level of hishtalshlus of worlds. But Matan Torah accomplished the level of aneichi, the essence that Hashem gave the koyach of Matan Torah, that a Jew, by the way, who is composed of body and soul, a Jew is composed of Ruchnis and Gashmis, therefore we have the ability to make something Gashmi Ruchni. But that's only the Kerch of Matan Torah. And that's what, so that's not Mamalu Kolam, that's Sevim Kolam. So that's what happens when he does a mitzvah. And he says, Misham Nimshecha Adav Amshecha, from that level of Elokus, which is higher than both, can come the level of yesh v'davar b'shtalshus elimis. Ache misava filu yesh gashmi from chumrius elim hazeh. And the way that erin tzabaruch ha'seh meiru mamshich chayis l'kulim b'shava. And the level of sevil makav aleim l'mayla. And that's what in the Basi Ligani Hamshech, right? The whole concept of his kafya sitar achro. Meaning Torah mitzvahs, is talik yikore the kutshubrichu b'chulu almin, and how does he teach in the original and in the later Maimonim? Chulu almin means a level of elokus which all the worlds are equal, meaning the level of sevukul almin. So when a person breaks evil, meaning Torah mitzvahs, that's the concept of kafiyus sitrachra, you don't transgress the negatives, you keep the positive. So then what happens? You retaka reveal the level of seviv, which is higher than worlds, and therefore you can take gashmias and make gashmias rochnias by making it holy.
For mitzvahs, not Torah.
For mitzvahs, yeah. I mean, generally both, but yeah, in particular mitzvahs, not Torah. Lochain nikra bria yesh miayin. Therefore, bria is called ayin liyesh. Kimeyachesh leher bederch shtalshus derech ilu va'olu. Because again, from Ruchnius, you can't make low, 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 low. All of a sudden, it's the lowest level of Ruchnius becomes Gashmius. It doesn't happen. Gashmius and Ruchnius, or even Bria, which is Ruchnius, the Ki Yesh Miayin, is also Yesh. El Derech Dilug is Ein Ari Ein Ha'arahim Labeshis Mamish B'teich Almin. So that level of Atzilus that comes into Bria is not revealed as it is in Atzilus in Bria. Because then Bria wouldn't exist. It would be bottled Tatsilas. It would be a part of Atsilas. Elohara Baalma. Vaireza Yesh Miyayin Mamish. Therefore, in Ruchnius it's Yesh Miyayin, and in Gashmius for sure it's Yesh Miyayin.
Does Ruchnius affect Gashmius?
What does that mean exactly? Ruchnius makes Gashmius exist.
Right.
No, so of course it affects
it. In a way, it's cause and effect because Ruchniyot have an effect on Gashmiyot. In a way, it's
not in the existence of the Gashmiyot.
Correct.
No.
Not in the creation of Gashmiyot.
In the existence, in the creation, yeah, in creation, existence of Gashmiyot.
In the sustenance of Gashmiyot, yes.
Right.
Because then it comes into level Mamalikolam. There's the existence of the object, and there's the functioning of the object. The existence of the object is Yesh Miayin. The functioning of the object is Mamala.
Like the toy.
No, the functioning of the world is Mamala. Bereshit Bara Lakim. Asara Maimaris, Nivrem, the 10 spheres. L'chein Amr, therefore Chazal say, Tachlis Chochma Tshuva Maisim Tevim, the ultimate of Chochma, the Tachlis, the goal of Chochma is Tshuva Maisim Tevim. Why? Ki Chochma Bechines Ishtalshus Bechines Mamala Kol Almin. Because Chochma is a level of Mamala, Elashi Nimnes Rishem, but it's the first of Mamala. Right? It's the highest level of Mamala. Shireish is Samaka Lukulum, which is the source and origin of everything. Mikoma Kemiacha Shinikar Reishis. But the fact that it's called Reishis, it's Min HaMinyan, it's one of the ten. It's number one. If there's number one, there's number two, three, four. That means they're all connected. Roilim Nesachrel Shniyah Shlishis. Mashen Ken Shuvah Maisim Tevim Izam Shachas Erin Zal Baruch HaSevim Kolamin. So Tachlis Chochma, meaning like this. What's the ultimate purpose of Mamala? Chochma. To reveal Seviv into the Mamala. Or in simple English, Dira B'tachtoinim. Elukus in Gashmius. But Dira B'tachtoinim actually is the essence of Hashem. V'agam sheinim b'chines geder kol almin. So l'chayre, even though it's not in the realm, Ruchnius, it's not in Sefer kol almin, it's not in the realm of the world. V'einanim shechala ora ba'alma. It only comes a revelation, ayim amish, mikama came nevertheless. So therefore, it's Madrega Yeis and Nile, it's higher than the Amshachas Erein Sof that comes into Mamala, in the Derech Ilavala, which is the love of Mamala. Right? So he says, it's also a revelation of Hashem, Tshuva Maisim Tevim. But it's not a revelation of Hashem like Mamala, that comes into each level accordingly, and each level is different. This is a level of Sefer Kolam, so everything is equal. Rak loy kol ha-maisim shovim. Not everything is equal. Rak maisim tevim dafke dvarim shenasivim ha-mitzvahs. Maisim tevim doesn't mean good things. Good deeds don't necessarily mean mitzvahs, that you make the object holy. Shem rotan and baruch liya tzitzit shel tzemer, klaf shel tefillin, the wool of tzitzit, the leather of tefillin, ubehem meyat ayin sof. Without any concealment. Which, by the way, as we learned many times, if Hashem is all over, why is this sefer holy and this table is not holy? L'cheira, if Hashem is all over, Hashem's in the table like he is in the sefer. So why is the sefer holy and the table isn't? So the answer is what the Alter Rebbe is saying here, the word. It's holiness means the revelation of godliness. This sefer is holy because me and you don't see it, but tzaddikim see it. The holiness of the book, the table is not holy. Of course Hashem is there, but it's concealed. You don't see it. In Kedusha, in holy things, you see it. What?
It says Megillah.
That's the definition of holiness, no?
Megillah, we see Megillah in Tefillin, that Tefillin is holy.
If it's holy and you see it?
No, it says Megillah, we don't.
I understand. That's because we close our eyes.
You can see the holiness of Tefillin.
How do you see it?
It's a black box.
I know, then you're a tzaddik. You get the tzaddik award today.
So when he says Megillah, it's for him, for people like the Alter Rebbe.
The only reason you know it's holy, because you know a tefillin, and your brain, you know tefillin are holy. You don't see it. It's not a revelation. If you wouldn't learn about it, it's not that it's open godliness that you seal. Somebody looks at it, they don't see any Kedusha. Tzaddikim, the tzaddik Rebbe see it.
So why did it say
because it's revealed. Let me ask you a question. A Jew does a mitzvah. They reveal Elokus in the world? Baruch atah Hashem, we're bringing down at Hashem again. Okay.
Not in the way that he himself perceives it.
Is it revealed or not?
No.
Not yes,
revealed.
It is.
That's not revealed.
We're blind. You close your eyes. You can't see it. That doesn't mean it's not revealed.
It's drawn down. It's not revealed.
If somebody, even a blind person, yeah, you walk into a room, you turn on the light, they can't see. But they know that there's something, a light on, you know, they can tell a little bit. That's the same thing. Mashiach comes, our eyes are going to be open. But now we're bringing down the Amshacha just because we don't see it. Or like we said, it's going into a trust fund, that you, a direct deposit, that you don't even know you have it there until you think about it. Right? Tversky tells the story. The famous Tversky tells the story. He used to have from his job a direct deposit. And one day he forgot about it. And he had to write checks and he realized, oh, you're very... He didn't realize there was money in the bank. He was going to balance checks. He was going crazy for a few days. Until he realized, he saw the account, whatever, that there was money in the account. He says, the money was there. It was just that I didn't see it. That doesn't mean the money is not there. The Kedusha is there. And it's revealed. It's in the bank. It's usable. It's not on hold. It's not on hold. It's revealed. You don't see it because open your eyes, you'll see it. Now our eyes are shut. But by the way, that doesn't mean, but a little bit you couldn't have, it does, mitzvah gederes mitzvah. It does have an effect upon the person when they do good things or bad things in a positive or negative way.
Definitely.
It has an effect, but not something you see directly. No, the definition of holiness is godliness revealed. The table is not godliness revealed. Its existence is God, Elokus. When the Alter Rebbe asked the Magid, the Alter Rebbe asked the Mitzvah Rebbe one Rosh Hashanah, Midvasas to Gedavent. What did you daven with? He was talking about the Binyan Malchus, whatever it was, he was davening. So then the Mitzvah Rebbe asked his father, what's Midvasas to Gedavent? So he said, Mitten Stender. I mean, the Dvar Havaya that's in the Gashmistic thing, that's what his, which is a much deeper level of Elokus, by the way. He davened mitten Stender, meaning he's davening with the Elokus that's in the physical object of the Stender, of that way. Okay, so he says like this. Third line from the top, 180. But all the other mitzvahs are not for Elokus. Hagam she'earned the baruch save kol amakul kol mishava umahava yeshva siya yeshmiyayin, yeah lochera. So why is it different? You're saying like this. Yeshmiyayin has to come from save kol almin. So lochera, everything in the world that exists is lochera revealing save kol almin. So why? What are we saying? Tachas tshuva ma'isim tevim. What reveals godliness in the world is mitzvahs lochera. The actual existence of the Gashmistika thing comes from Sevu Kol Almin. So he said, Mikamakim, Yesham Levush Vehest upon him, Hamachasim Master Ravayev Kedushasai. And what we see, there's a level that conceals. V'nirim liyeshu davar v'niatmi. Okay? So Gashmi is, yes, it's created from Seviv. Yes, it's created Yeshmiayin. Yes, it's created from a level higher than Mamala, which is a great level of Kedusha. But there's a concealment. You don't see the Kedusha. Mashenk and Dvarim and Asim by Mamitzvahs. Shem Ritzayne Yizvarech, which are the will of Hashem. So now you're bringing down the Ruchnias into the Gashmis of the Mitzvah. Hadeim B'teilem, Le'er Hashem Kedushasi. They're bottled to the level of the Hashem's revelation in Kedusha, Vernitzov, Mizgalab, and Bali Hester, Panam, Levush. Agam, Shem, Lubashim, and Devarim Gashmim. Even though they're in the Chayr of physical things, but they're Begili. This thing is holy. Holy by definition means a revelation of Elukos. I don't see it, that doesn't mean Elukos is not revealed. Vinim Acha, Sheashbam, Gila, Ernstab, Bachel, Sevil, Makav, Eskul, Mashua, Achas. Right? He says like this. If that's the case, kol ma shelamata matav madrega yeser, whatever is lower, u befrat madrega achtachtena shebasiya gashmis, then yesh ba yegilu yeser miars erntav asev kom shemizan nasa yesh. He says, obviously, the lower the thing, the higher the source. So he says, in gashmis adrab, the lower the thing, so the origin in Alokus comes from a higher level because the higher level can only come down further. Not can only. Comes down further than a lower level. So the fact that Gashmi is, and therefore Tachlis Tshuva Meisim Tevim. I mean Tachlis Chochma Tshuva Meisim Tevim. Chochma, the ultimate purpose of Mamala is to bring down Seviv into the world. Which we said in other language, Dirav Techteinim, well, all the things. He says, now we'll just start this. Vinei, alohor, avam shachazul, shemachinah, seviv, kol almim. But he says, what happens by seviv? It's only a ha'ara of elokus. Because if it would be the essence of elokus, then it would be bottle. She'ein, alohor, ba'almim. Over there it says, Hashem moloch, geuz lovish. Hashem, the king, dresses up with royalty. Bo'inyin, k'may me'yochid, che'olamim, melech. What does that mean, Hashem Moloch Geus? He's similar to the concept of Yochid Chayalamim Melech. Shu Yizbarich Yochid Umiyuchad. Right? We say Yochid, not Echad. This level of Elokus is Yochid, which means Kamesha Kedem Shinivra Elam, Kamesha Kazu Atu Levat Echad. Okay, what does Yochid mean, though? Yochid means the Ebishter is the only existence. And he says, Zah Hefesh Bein. Pira Shabir Milas Echad and the word Yachid. Echad means there one means there's automatically 2, 3, 4. If you say there's one sefer here, that means there's more Svarim. If you say there's only one sefer, then there's only one sefer, then there's nothing else. Ki Milas Echad Meram Shachiz Chud Yizbarich, because the word Echad is revelation of Hashem, Zayin Rakiyim Ariz Dal Ruchas Sa'ilam, right? The seven heavens, earth. In a level bit of iskalus mamish, but what is it? So echad means there's a world, but the world is bottle. Yachid means there's no world.
Ah.